Hey, Jiri. Hey, Nicola.
Greetings, greetings. How are you doing?
Good. How is going?
Hello,
Morning.
Francesco. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Mesian.
Hey, Mesian.
Hey,
Hey, Fabio.
everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Fabio.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good evening.
Whatever time zone you guys are.
Some good time zone, maybe some new greetings necessary. Good time zone.
Vibes. Do we know if Justin joining?
Justin is sick, I think. He wrote that,
I think so.
so he and the family is sick, so probably it's not
Not
working
joining.
today. I see
That's
that
fine.
he's active on the chat, but I don't know if he joins actually. So
Gary,
Gary's in product 0 week, so it's not working
yeah.
this week.
Oh, of course, I get also Matt
Matt
and
also,
Nelson.
yeah.
Yeah,
I also read that
Dano,
Dano
not Dano.
brought something on Discord that is not
Dano
joining.
is not going to join. Yeah, he said on Discord.
Oh yeah, I see the message now. That's good. We can make one, I would say short, but yeah, welcome everybody to the call. Let me just shoot the link here. Yeah, housekeeping, a little bit antitrust notice. This meeting is being recording. Please mute, and if you have any question, raise your hand. I think general announcement. I put that 1 year because a couple of weeks ago we were at the Pelagio Global Forum in Dublin with Matt and Keane. Dan was also there. Yeah, it was a good time. We had also like a booth where we literally like spoke with a bunch of other maintainers, and we also had a good opportunity to fill out different contact form for us to see who is actually running enterprise infrastructure. Let's move, I guess, like merge update. I don't know, like I have always Justin there, but anybody want to give an update or have anything? Obviously, I mean, the merge happens, but I don't know, there may be post-merge work also on the Bezos side that we need to know.
Yeah, I can start then if anyone else want to add something else. So post merge, so we did a release on the Fridays last week to address some of the more annoying bug, also the bugs that were reported by many user internally and externally, like at the miss of attestation, timeouts, and empty blocks. There probably were also other optimization related to the performance. For example, an optimization with machine that have enough RAM to, so 16 gigabyte of RAM. There is a possibility to optimize specifically for this kind of machine. And so this went out on Friday, and we had some good feedback on the on the reduced number of error for the consensus layer, less timeouts, and also some improvement in the attestation that were submitted. But this has an error, let's say a memory leak that was worsened after the dot releases, because the data structure that caused the memory leak had more entries, so more variable, and after, let's say, some usually users started to report issue about memory and CPU that were iCPU because the garbage collection was working too much to try to keep to free the memory, but it was not true, of course, due to the memory leak. So after a day, we start receiving report about issue that Bezu was not responsive, and so we identified this problem on Sunday morning Europe time, and so the fix for that was already was ready, because we know about this problem, but we since it was not causing a problem before, and the PR was not yet passing all the unit tests, we were not ready to integrate this in the .3. Then during the weekend, the fix has been finalized, and so we were able to verify that the memory leak, the fix for the memory leak, worked, and the Bezu instance were fine after that. So we started to communicate the user which was the problem and how to mitigate it. Not really a good mitigation, because basically they had to restart when they had this problem. And so we started thinking about a not fix that we released yesterday, so the .4. Also on the report of many users that were running the snapshot that were giving a good feedback on the fix, so we did that. There is also another small fix to make the new option that Mezian added for high spec instances to work also if it is specified in the configuration file and not only on the command line. So this is a very small one. And that fix actually has only these two fixes. And after the release of .4, Discord is much more quiet, and we are not seeing, say, error about the Bezu that is not responsive. Of course, there are still other issues open. More issues are about the that we are not still attesting with 100% success like before, like other clients do. So we need to improve in that part. This is mainly related to the block import times, that when they takes more than very few seconds, they could cause timeouts in the consensus layer client, and the consensus layer client could not attest the last and correct add. So this is something that can cause a missing attestation or attestation that is not attesting the very last add, since the block is taking too much to be imported. So I don't know if I missed something, please. Amezian, Yiri, please add something if I miss it here. That's all, I think.
Yeah, I also checked the Discord is definitely like quieter. So I think good job on that side. And the member leak was also on the weekends, right? A bunch of messages on that.
Yeah, it was on the weekend because it started to appear after one day. It was dependent on the amount of Java heap reserved to Besu, but usually after one day, users started to complain. So, yes.
Okay, cool. If there are no other updates, I think Matt was starting the code owner discussion proposal. I don't know. Do we know if there are some or anyone have an idea if this discussion were maintained? Because I remember like he pushed a wiki page. I don't know. Maybe there were some people like having an update on this from last week. If not, we just maintain for the next time. Cool. Next topic was the GitHub Action build migration. Anybody want to jump on this? Don't know. You know, we're, I think concerned about Git GitHub censorship erased or GitHub alternative GitLab. That's probably Matt's topic. I don't know anybody. I don't know. Went into the discussion already. Not. Doesn't look like. The next topic was the Java 17 migration. Records are awesome. That's it all. I think that was a topic also from Matt. I don't know if anybody had anything to add on this. Then I think Samson is building the Patricia Merkel specific database with written in Java. I don't know, anybody wrote this or is still an old topic from Matt? Ooh, many responsive.
I think there are some old
subjects. Probably old, right?
Yeah, GitHub Actions and Java 17, for example, are, I think they are already discussed last time.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. And for the, also, I guess, also the maintainer's definition, should organize non-code contribution?
I think we also discussed this one last time.
Nice. Okay, cool. So, no, sounds good. It's definitely like a good point also to wake up. And then in terms of roadmap review, optimistic support, that's skipped. I remember, Nicola, you had a comment, not for this, for another topic. You remember what was that? I can take it out.
Just let me check.
Yeah, it was perhaps discussion on about hotfix release processes, I think.
Yeah, that's this. You're right. Because we had this discussion in the release channel one on the Discord, and because we had some issues agreeing with each other, maybe it would be good to clearly state what we can do outside of the regular releases.
Yes. Maybe what we can do is just put it as future topic to discuss. Maybe useful.
Yeah, probably, because we need more people to discuss that than myself.
Exactly. Sounds good. Looks like it's a short one today. Any other, I don't know, discussion you wanna give the team an update or any extra topics? We are one. Oh, Diego, go for it.
Yeah, Hi, Francesco. Hi, everybody. I joined a bit later to the meeting, but I want to know if there is some plan for the upcoming releases. I mean, if the next one will be off main, or if there is some other hot fix on queue.
Yesterday we released from main because .3 was released from main, and on main there were only the hotfix basically. So we simplified and released from main. We don't have any current hotfix. I don't know about other teams, but looking at the chat, I don't see any hot fix pending. So I think the next one will be by schedule. So.
Okay, awesome. And what's the date? I mean, it's like in 2 weeks from now. Does anybody know?
Mm, yeah, usually the schedule is every 2 weeks. I'm not wrong.
Okay. So .5 will be off main, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. But in any case, we can discuss this in the channel if something different will happen during this time frame.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Cool. I think there we are. Anything to add? I was just taking some notes. If not, we can call it call the day. Awesome. Cool, guys. That was a short one. And chat to you next time.
Yep. Keep up the good work, team.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.